Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion, the name of the book. Today we visit Gladys Staines in the nation of India. Gladys Staines had every reason to be bitter and angry. No one would have blamed her for leaving India, but when fanatical Hindus in the Indian town of Manoharpur murdered her husband and two sons, Gladys and her 13-year-old daughter Esther decided to stay. She would continue her work with the lepers in the area. Her husband, Graham, and their two young sons, Philip and Timothy, were killed while they were sleeping in their jeep outside of a church. They were there to minister to the congregation. However, before the sun came up that dreadful morning, a band of approximately 100 Hindus poured gasoline on their vehicle and set it on fire. The Hindus, armed with bows and arrows, then surrounded the vehicle, preventing their escape. Gladys said that Graham had never set out to evangelize among the Hindus. He was simply there demonstrating the love of Christ. As a result, the Australian couple had seen many convert to Christianity and burned their idols. The dangers of their witness never deterred their dedication to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ. At the memorial service for Graham, Philip, and Timothy, Gladys and Esther sang, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives." That's the Bill Gaither song. Romans 8:5 says, "But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires." Extreme dedication is never daunted by danger. It isn't weakened by worries. It isn't even concerned about consequences. Dedication only knows one thing, the task at hand. For many people, losing their family to hostile foreigners would be a rational excuse for abandoning their ministry. Not so for those driven by extreme dedication. Although they may be devastated by the trial, their determination to move forward is undeterred. God alone can give us the spiritual strength necessary to resume our mission in spite of misery. Do you find yourself trying to determine whether or not to continue in God's work? Has something happened to take you off course? Ask God for daily dedication to stick to the task. For your own copy of Extreme Devotion, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org, thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on 9/25/2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.